And he is taken up to heaven. A chorus of angels exults.
Be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant lived in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, the mother of my Lord, should come to me? For at the moment, the sound of your greeting reached my ears. The infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. For this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud into conceit. He has cast down the mighty from the thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, and he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months, and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. A few days ago, I found that to be a mother is not easy. You know what happened? A few nights ago, a young couple came to see me, with the little child, about 2 years old. So, we talked, and this little kid is a boy. He's playing, you know, he went down to our table, you know. He's small, so he's playing down there under the table. The children like to play, you know, in this way. Suddenly, he hurt himself, the head against the table. Boom! So he came out. He was so much ashamed. He cried, of course. And went to, he went to his mother, you know, just crying and hitting her mother and telling her, why don't you save me? You know, it's no matter of the mother, you know, not her business. You hurt yourself and you hit her mother because you don't help me. You know, that's to be a mother. I think you understand many times. The motherhood is very difficult to understand today. All complaints go to the mother first, not to the father, because the father is very stern. And the mother is more lenient, open-hearted, and forgiving. And so the child is taking advantage of these things of the mother. So our Heavenly Mother is like this. Many, many of our friends, although we believe in Jesus Christ, they took the importance of our Heavenly Mother. You know that? Only the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church take our Heavenly Mother, have an important place in our liturgy. All Christian brothers and sisters, they don't want to talk, they don't want to see, listen, the word Mama Mary, they don't want to listen. But the Holy Spirit works also in the other churches. There was a man, no, not a man, he's a prior, he's a superior of a Christian, of a Lutheran community. It's a kind of religious community. His name is Peter Furst. It was some 20 years ago. I met him once. But in one of his sharing with us Catholics and Lutherans together, he shared with us one finding in our Heavenly Mother. He said, in the very beginning, I don't trust our Heavenly Mother because as tradition, the Lutheran, they don't take the importance of our Heavenly Mother, so nobody talk about it. But then, since he was living with our Catholic communities also, as you know, in Germany, there's a place called Ottmaring. It's a place where the Christians, the Lutherans, and the Roman Catholic people form a community, share common church, but different liturgy, of course. But we share the gospel. That's a common thing, share the gospel. So one day he said, now, I understand our Heavenly Mother has a vocation to be Christians. He's an example for all of us. What happened? He said, you know what? He didn't say too many words, but Mary is the one who gave Jesus to the world. And we Christians, through our communion, through our mutual love, we give birth of our Lord to the world. Because that's what the gospel says. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. With two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. So we Christians, as far as we can live this unity, this togetherness in the spirit of love, we bring forth Jesus to the world, bring forth Jesus in our midst. And that's exactly the vocation to be Mary. Mary is the one who gave birth of our Lord. And we too, as Christians, we share the same vocation of our Heavenly Mother. Is it beautiful? This is how even a Lutheran pastor understands this very well. So we don't just criticize because you're Lutheran, you don't take Mary importance. No, they are people. Sound judgment. So today, when we celebrate our Heavenly Mother's feast, this is important. We live up what Mary lived on earth. Also, we followed her path. I think very important, you know, the Latin word fiat, let it be. The first calling of our Heavenly Mother, the angel Gabriel, came to see her in Galilee, that telling her he got the grace of God and will give birth to the Son of God. And Mary was not doubtful, but said, how can? Because she professed herself, she wanted to be forever a virgin. How can that be done? So the angel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will give birth. So this fiat, let it be, the mother, her heavenly mother say, yes, this yes, she as a virgin becomes a mother, a virgin mother. And then the second fiat is at the foot of the cross when Jesus telling John and Mary, John, here is your son. And to Mary, here, this is your mother, you know. In a certain sense, she lose as become a mother because John become her son. So in a certain sense, she loses Jesus. But she said, whatever, God's will. So by losing Jesus in a certain sense, he gained all of us to be her children. This is the way of our Heavenly Mother, always as if contradictory, to be a virgin and then become a mother. And even losing by gaining, of course, she never lose his son. He's always his son, his mother of God, of course. But then, accepting this loss, she became the mother of all of us. And this is one of the key words that we have to live like our Heavenly Mother. Whatever the will of God is important. At times, it might sound ridiculous, but before the Lord, there's always a path for perfection of our life. So let's learn from Heavenly Mother, it's fiat, that will be done. Our Heavenly Mother on earth always know not only this annunciation, the time annunciation, not only the time on this cross, at the foot of the cross, all her life, always ready to lose. At the age of 12, you know, Jesus went in the temple. She lost him. Even when finding him, simply Jesus said, you don't know that I have to stay in the house of my father? You know, it's hurting. As a mother, I find you for 3 days and you suddenly tell me, you don't know. No apology. Said, let her know, important to the will of the father. He's important. He's his son, is important. But it's more important for the will. I have to follow the will of the Father. And you too, as a mother, you know, Jesus is kind of teaching his mother, me and you. It's sometimes God play very, you know, meticulously, little things. Let us lose something, begin big things. At times, you know, we have to learn one thing for Heavenly Mother for 3 days, is looking for Jesus. We too, at times, we lost Jesus. Please, make all your effort. Come back to Jesus. Don't let it be. Don't let it go. God is calling us, but we need to search for Him, look for Him. My Heavenly Mother, 3 days, It's not easy, losing Him. All the pain. Should we have this pain when we don't have this peace of God? We should have the same feeling. So let us pray for one another. Let us be another little Mary, we, little Mary. on earth, giving birth to Jesus through our love in the family, in the place where we work. What is love? There's God. God is love. And that's our vocation, another Christ, or another little Mary.